And you get the slightly better ones where every layer had some sort of little pack of something in it. So whenever the music stopped and you got to unwrap something, you knew you were going to get something. That was exciting. Then you had the cruelest ever, where people would play a joke. You get about 10 or 12 layers down, get to the end, and there'd be nothing in it. That was borderline criminal, in my opinion. I did see some sad faces. It was usually rectified with some kind of prize at the end anyway, but Pass the Parcel, fabulous. On to Madonna now, with the brilliant Papa Don't Preach. Papa Don't Preach from Madonna. That was released in 1986 and did get to number one in the UK charts. Amazing to think Madonna has been one of those artists that's just had incredible longevity. She hasn't released much in recent years, but up to sort of five, six, 7 years ago was still regularly releasing music that was still regularly excellent. So incredible. That got me thinking, Papa Don't Preach. I just get these weird neurons firing around my brain, making connections. And it reminded me of the Renault Clio adverts that featured Nicole, Papa. Do you remember that? Yeah, that aired from 1991 to 1998. And I found this information about it online that really made me laugh. Surveys by Channel 4 and ITV revealed the series of adverts as the most popular car advertisements ever aired in Britain. Now, this next statement, how do you research this? One survey found Nicole was recognised by more Britons than Prime Minister John Major, Bob Hoskins or Chris Evans. Young people listening now might think of Chris Evans as the American actor who played Captain America, but of course, slightly older people will know Chris Evans as the presenter and now radio DJ on Virgin. But I love that. Well, she's more popular than John Major, Bob Hoskins or Chris Evans. More recognisable. Incredible. Bob Hoskins seems a bit weird. Was he that huge in the 90s? Anyway, let's move on. Let's all get back to the music here with the fantastic prima donna, Marina and the Diamonds. Prima donna girl, yeah. All I ever wanted was the world. I can't help that I need it all. The prima donna life, the rise and fall. You say that.
Right now, baby. Beauty queen on a silver screen. Living life like I'm in a dream. I know I've got a big ego. I really don't know why it's such a big deal, though. I'm a prima donna girl.
XFM.
Prima Donna from the brilliant Marina and the Diamonds. People often mistakenly call that Prima Donna Girl, but the song is just called Prima Donna. But yeah, great track. Always enjoy listening to that one. And people often forget the exact definition of a prima donna because it's come to have negative connotations, but originally just means the main female singer in an operatic company. But of course, has since come to mean a female with a overinflated view of themselves, possibly quite arrogant, possibly thinks they're more important than they really are. But not to focus on the negatives, let's not focus on the prima donnas, let's focus on the donnas. I decided to look at famous donnas, and just off the top of my head, there's Donna Summer, Donna Karan, or Karen, Donna Eyre, wasn't she a presenter? Was she in Biker Grove? I can't remember, but I remember Donna Eyre. But then I found this list of famous Donnas. Donna Summer is the most famous Donna on the internet. Then there's a lot of American actresses. Donna Mills. Donna Reed. Donna Smith. Donna Douglas. Any of these familiar to you? Donna Tartt. That's an unfortunate name. Donna W. Scott. Then Donna Dixon as well, Donna Fargo. Are these famous Donnas, or do you have to be American and have a lot of knowledge of American popular culture throughout the ages? Anyway, while we're speaking of America quite a lot, let's speak of someone who's big in American popular culture right now and world culture. Here's Miley.
Again, welcome to the land of fame access. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z. In my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the DJ drummed my favorite tune. And the Britney. And a Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding in my head like yeah. Moving my Phoenix FM.
Miley Cyrus, long before she ever released Flowers and had a go at any kind of Hemsworth, that was Party in the USA. She hadn't even done Wrecking Ball at that point, had she? That came out in 2009. She hadn't launched herself up yet. And that got to number 11 in the UK charts. I've played a few songs in this show that reached number 11 in the UK charts, but there you go. This is my show that goes like this, letter P, alphabet special, all the tracks beginning with the letter P, and then in a few minutes' time we move on to artists who begin with the letter P. Fantastic. Well, Party in the USA, we've already talked about the excitement of parties and party games like musical statues, musical chairs, pass the parcel. What about record-breaking parties? So I decided to look at that, the longest continuous party. The record was broken on the 31st of August 2017. Now, I don't know if you have to shout this, but a nightclub in the Lebanese capital of Beirut called Lead In. It's all in capitals. But Lead In, that broke the Guinness World Record for the longest continuous party, 2017. People partied at that club for 56 hours non-stop, breaking the previous record, which had been set in Ireland. You don't expect party capitals of the world to be Ireland or Lebanon, but there we go. I don't know if it's a Lebanese word, but let's have a track now. Another one from Kylie. This is Padam Padam. Padam Padam by Kylie Minogue, released this year, considerably earlier this year, and got to the giddy heights of number 8 in the UK charts. If you were Serbian, though, it was big. Got to number 1 in Serbia and Israel, and a bizarre chart in Australia as well. Only 8 in the UK, though, and of course Padam Padam, reflecting a heartbeat which, yeah, not the first song to ever do that, but first song to ever be called Padum Padum. So, yeah, I quite enjoyed that. I wasn't sure about it when I first heard it, but it's definitely grown on me. And then that weirdly made me go off on a tangent, thinking of Heartbeats, thinking of the UK popular TV series Heartbeat, which incredibly ran for 18 years and 372 episodes. Heartbeat. Remember the track with the re-release from Nick Berry when that came out? Yeah, I can't believe that ran for 18 series. Incredible. 1992 until 2010. And starred people such as Trisha Penrose, Joe McFadden, Nicky Sanderson, amongst many others as well. Heartbeat, the TV show. I did used to quite like that when I was a bit younger, and then obviously... I'm amazed there's 372 episodes of Heartbeat. If you've watched them all, get in touch at the usual address and I'll commiserate with you. No, you may be a huge fan and it's probably fabulous for you. Good. Right, let's move on now. No longer tracks that begin with P, now artists. But it's not even a P sound, it's an F sound.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Bring me
Mix FM.
Pharrell Williams and Happy. He must have been incredibly happy to have recorded that. Released back in 2013, obviously from Despicable Me 2. Huge hit all over the world. Definite number one in the UK, amongst many other places. And yeah, enjoy the fact that the first time we've gone to an artist that begins with P, it's not a hard P, it's a F. It's a pH, isn't it? Not a pH scale. But yeah, let's randomly talk about something else that begins with the P. And I thought I'd like to discuss pincers. Now, we've used probably pincers as a tool to maybe remove nails from things. All you carpenters out there know exactly what I'm talking about. Unless you're on top of the world looking down on creation. But also then, fascinatingly, there are certain animals that have pincers, most commonly arthropods. So we're talking about things there like your crabs, your lobsters, your scorpions, who have pincers at the end of their front limbs, which assist in feeding, defence, and even courtship. And then something we don't think about very often, and we probably don't think of very lovely animals, but also an insect with pincers, earwigs. Never liked an earwig. I always think it's bad if you see one in your house. I don't know why. I know it's not like bad luck or anything. I just don't want to see them. And because they're called earwigs, you think, are they going to go in my ear? But I don't think they do. Will they go in my wig? I haven't got a wig at the moment, anyway. Now I feel like I'm just rambling, but sometimes I just need a reason to ramble. So just give me a reason, okay? Is there any artist out there that could just give me a reason? Anyone? Oh, Pink, thanks.
Right from the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart. And I, your willing victim, I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty. And with every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, oh, things you never say to me. Oh, oh, tell me that you've had.
This is happening.
FM.
Pink and Just Give Me a Reason. That came out in 2013, and that didn't quite ascend the full heights of the UK charts. Got to number 2 in 2013. And that has just led me on to think about things that are pink. Of course, if you're talking about popular culture again, Barbie. Incredibly popular right now. Incredibly pink. And excellent. If we're talking about naturally occurring things that are pink, what occurs to you? Roses, they're pink, they're lovely. Red ones are popular around Valentine's Day, but pink ones exist. Carnations, pink carnations important. Cadillacs, no, they're not natural. Rose quartz is pink, of course. Now, surely these are more red than pink, but in the list I've found, it says strawberries. Strawberries aren't pink, are they? Well, not when they're ripe. During the ripening process, I think they go through a pink phase, so okay, it counts. Cherry blossom, that's pink. That's always lovely to look at. Blossom trees, pink, in flowering beauty. Amazing. Dragon fruits are pink as well. Tulips are pink, whether you're in Amsterdam or any of the other countries where tulips grow naturally. And also, so we've got lots of pretty things, rose, carnations, rose quartz, cherry blossom, dragon fruit, tulips, all delightful. Less pretty, but still fabulous, and also pink, famously pink, salmon. There we go. I love the randomness of this programme. It's the show like that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Letter P, alphabet special. Here's another artist that begins with P. Over to you, Pitbull.
Ask for money and get advice. Ask for advice, get money twice. I'm from the dirty, but that Chico nice. Y'all call it a moment, I call it life.
One day while the light is glowing, I'll be in my castle golden. But until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment.
Christina Aguilera. Oye, mamita, come on, dale, que la cosa está rica.
From the tallest building in Tokyo, long way from them hallways, filled with O's and O's, day counting, always, real fat, all day, now baby, we can parlay, oh baby, we can party, she read books, especially about red rooms and tie-ups, I got her hooked, cause she see me in a suit with a red tie tied up, they think it's nice to meet you, but time is money, only difference is I own it, now let's stop time and enjoy this moment.
One day while my light is glowing, I'll be in my castle golden. But until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa, I just wanna feel this moment.
But live for the moment, makes sense, don't it? And I make dollars, I mean billions. I'm a genius, I mean brilliance. The streets is what schooled them and made them slicker than Slick Rick the ruler. I've lost a lot and learned a lot, but I'm still undefeated like Shula. I'm far from cheap, I break down companies with all my peeps. Baby, we can travel the world and I can give you and all you can see. Time is money, only difference is I own it. Like a stopwatch, let's stop time and enjoy this moment, darling.
One day while my light is glowing, I'll be in my castle golden. But until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa, I just.
Phoenix FM.
Pitbull featuring Christina Aguilera, Feel This Moment. That was another one released in 2013. That made it to number 5 in the UK charts 10 years ago. I can't believe 2013 is 10 years ago. Interestingly, Pitbull's real name is Armando Perez. And that led me down a brilliant rabbit hole of finding out celebrities' real names. There are your famous ones like knowing Elton John is Reg Dwight, knowing Cliff Richard was Harry Webb, knowing Cilla Black was actually Priscilla White. But modern celebrities, there's some good ones and some surprising ones as well. Did you know, for instance, Reese Witherspoon? It is part of her real name, but her actual real name is Laura Witherspoon, and Reese is one of her middle names. The Weeknd's real name is Abel Tesfaye. Lana Del Rey's real name is Elizabeth Grant. You can see why some of them have gone for more interesting names, can't you? I had no idea about this. Meghan Markle. Meghan is her middle name. She's actually Rachel Markle. Obviously now married to Harry, so Markle was her maiden name. Then we've got Emma Stone, one of the victims of other similarly named performers. So you feel like you've got to change your name. Her real name's Emily Stone. And then Rihanna's real name is Robin Fenty. Didn't know this either. Lizzo's real name is Melissa Jefferson. Love finding out stuff like that. It's brilliant. Anyway, now it's all time to jump with excitement, quite literally, for the Pointer Sisters.
6FM.
The Pointer Sisters and Jump. That song has been successfully covered a number of times, but that version from the Pointer Sisters came out in 1984. Only made it to number 6 in the UK singles chart, but that is a track I always love listening to. I can think of a couple of other versions of it as well that I also always love listening to. Absolutely fabulous. And with this being a letter P alphabet special, I feel, having just talked about the Pointer Sisters, computers weren't nearly as prevalent in the mid-80s, but did they have any idea of the popularity of computers in the future to come? And everyone knowing what a mouse pointer is? Yes, I mean, it can change depending on the programs you're using, but usually it's that little arrow on your desktop that tells you what you're clicking on. Mouse pointer. I don't think they named themselves to coincide with that, particularly the Pointer Sisters, but this is ridiculous as far as I'm concerned. There is a website where you can download alternative mouse pointers, and it has a library of 178,023 different mouse pointers for you to download. Will you get through them all? Don't be so utterly ridiculous. Just use the default. Do you really need to customise your computer to that extent? Anyway, let's move on. Here's another P artist. It's Pulp.
Very small. Oh, it was. Phoenix FM.
Disco 2000 from Pulp. That came out in 95 and only got as high as number 7 in the UK charts. Another great track that you think of well, and in hindsight you probably think did better in the charts than it actually did. And of course, we all know Pulp and the band and the frontman and Jarvis Cocker and the sort of lanky, sort of spindly nature of him and the thick-rimmed glasses. But what we don't think about Pulp is the literal meaning of pulp. And I never really factored in this as well with the film Pulp Fiction, that pulp, in that sense, pulp fiction, is popular or sensational writing that is regarded as being of poor quality. I never really knew that. And having known of the film Pulp Fiction, never delved into its true meaning too far. But the literal meaning of pulp, a soft, wet, shapeless mass of material. Boiling with soda will reduce your peas to a pulp, for example. And it can be a verb as well, to crush into a soft, wet, shapeless mass. Bales of waste paper were chopped, shredded, and pulped. Well, we've all come into contact with pulp at some point in our lives, a soft, wet, shapeless mass. Let's not go down that rabbit hole, that could be horrendous. Yeah, I've seen the film Pulp Fiction. What was in the briefcase with the yellow light emanating from it? That would be interesting to find out. Anyone got Quentin Tarantino's number? Anyway, time for a penultimate track. Here's the Pussycat Dolls.
What it do, baby boy?
Yeah, little mama, you looking good. I see you wanna play with a player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it like that. Big Snoop Dogg with the lead pussycat. I show you how I go that. Yeah, I wanna throw that. Me and you, one-on-one, treat it like a show that. You look at me and I look at you. I'm reaching for your shirt, what you want me to do?
I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep running. Say what you gon' do to me. But I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep running. Say what you gon' do to me. But I ain't seen nothing.
Now roll with the big dog. All six of y'all on me. Now tell me how I feel, baby doll. Ashley, Nicole, Carmi, Jessica, Kimberly, Melody, you telling me?
You
Phoenix FM.
Pussycat Dolls and Buttons, that came out in 2008 and reached the giddy heights of number 3 on the UK singles chart. A little bit raunchy. I think it's fair to say the Pussycat Dolls went down a slightly raunchier route than other girl bands, the likes of Girls Aloud or before them the Spice Girls even, something like that, and achieved popularity most definitely as a result. Well, we're nearing the end now. It's most definitely the home straight of this alphabet letter P special here on the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, tonight. Don't forget to stick around. Always amazing programmes after me on Phoenix FM. The whole schedule each week is packed with exciting and interesting stuff. So please support this station. It really is wonderful. But yeah, thanks for keeping on listening to the show that goes like this. I will be back as ever, same time next week. Despite being in the wilderness of pantomime, I am still, thanks to the wonders of modern technology, able to bring you a brand new show every week. And thank you to everyone that supports me and listens in. It's really, really appreciated. Well, yes, it's been another alphabet special. Yes, it's been focusing on the letter P. Who'd have thought it'd be educational as well as entertaining? We've learnt about pulp. We've learnt about puppies. We've learnt about pincers. We've learnt about pterodactyls. And many, many other things that begin with the letter P. Peas, we talked about the fact there's a huge variety of peas out there. Who knew? very exciting. Prima donnas as well. It's been brilliant to talk to you about everything that begins with the letter P. And I've shied away from that old 80s Blockbusters reference. Could I have a P, please, Bob? But why not get it in right at the end? So what track could possibly be appropriate to play us out with on this alphabet letter P special? Well, one that was done by many artists after originally being done by Lou Reed. This was re-released for charity in 97. Perfect Day.
Just a perfect day, drink sangria in the park, and then later when it gets dark,
we go home.
Just a perfect day,
feed animals in the zoo.
Then later, a movie too, and then home.
Oh, it's such a perfect day.
Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. A weekender's on our own.
It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else.
Someone good. Yeah.
Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you.
Oh, such a perfect day. You just
just watch yourself.
Read, read, read.
You're going to read. Just watch yourself.
perfect day.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.